This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of WWL in beautiful New Orleans. Welcome on in to another week and a Monday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, and of course, streaming live on YouTube. 855-212-4227 is the number to jump on in. That's 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, X, at Zach Gelb. That is Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles, once again Super Bowl champions for the second time in their franchise history, and they got their revenge from 2 years ago after a game where in the first half I thought they were the better team, and Jalen Hurts obviously was the best player on the field that night in the desert out in Arizona. But you saw Mahomes do what Mahomes do best, and ultimately you did have the Chiefs come on back. 2 years later, a different story. The Eagles came out swinging. Their defense was unbelievable, and Philadelphia delivered some early punches that ended up being knockout blows and registered. And my, oh my, what a performance that was for the Eagles. So we will get to, obviously, all the breakdown from the Super Bowl. Let me just set the stage for you. Angelo Cataldi, the legendary Sports Radio 94 WIP host, he's going to stop by in an hour 20 from now. We'll get his reaction on the Eagles just dismantling the Kansas City Chiefs as they suffered their third loss of the season. And there is no three-peat for Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But I got to start with the biggest thing in the game last night. And that's the defense. You know, all week when we were on Radio Row in New Orleans, we are talking about Andy Reid. We're talking about Nick Sirianni. We are even talking about Steve Spagnuolo. Heck, even Kellen Moore was a big topic of conversation because he is projected to be the next head football coach of the New Orleans Saints. And everyone said, oh, the Eagles have a good defense. You know, oh, yeah, Vic Fangio, well-respected defensive coordinator. We've seen him be a head coach before in this league. But when you look at all the coaches, whether it was Reid, Spagnuolo, Sirianni, Moore, Fangio, he stole the show last night. He was the best football coach on that sideline, in the box, whatever you want to say, between all the coordinators and all the head coaches in the contest last night. You know, I'm at the game, and sometimes you can't, you know, really understand the magnitude of the moment. But with how suffocating that Eagles defense was, you know, two things stood out to me. One, before you had the Zach Bond interception, and at that point it's 17-0, DeJean already had the pick six, and he was unbelievable in the game last night. And right, Cooper DeJean, Zach Bond, Josh Sweat, Jalen Carter, you go on and on and on. You name a player on the Eagles defense, they didn't play a bad game last night. But most of the people in my section were Eagles fans. Besides four people right behind me, they were Kansas City Chiefs fans. And one of them was actually living in New Jersey, And then he had three relatives that they drove on in from Kansas City. And he said to me, before the Zach Bond interception, he goes, Patrick Mahomes is looking like Sam Darnold. He goes, I love Mahomes. He goes, obviously, I'm a Chiefs fan. How can I love Mahomes? And I go, Sam Darnold? He goes, yeah. I go, what do you mean by that? He goes, this is the Mahomes seeing ghosts game. And you got to remember at that moment when he said that, it's 17-0. I understand Mahomes is getting the snot kicked out of him at that point. But with how many times we've seen the Chiefs go on runs and they go on these crazy comebacks and these resilient comebacks, at 17-0, I'm thinking to myself, go get points here if you're trying to see if this is going to be a game. You go get points, and then you get the ball coming out of half. So I thought that was a little bit of a premature comment. And then, obviously, the next play later, Mahomes, a terrible throw, clearly was rattled in the game. And Patrick Mahomes threw an interception. Zach Bond made a great diving play. And then shortly after that, the Eagles put the ball in the end zone. And when it got to 24-0, I know no game is over, but that felt like it was night-night for the Kansas City Chiefs. So that was one thing that stood out to me. And then at one point with like 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, I'm sitting there and I'm saying, this is one of the greatest defensive performances I've ever personally witnessed. And it was a big credit to Vic Fangio. And with how much they were just causing havoc for Mahomes. And I don't know if you guys felt this way. So Stu and Samter, if I would have told you that there was no blitzes last night for the Eagles, you would have never believed that, right, Stu?
Never. Definitely not.
So I see this stat after the game from Sean Saeed, who works for Sumer, and he goes, the Super Bowl was Vic Fangio's ideal way to play defense. Nickel personnel, not one single blitz, but a 38% pressure rate. Constructing zone coverage and slamming the door shut, Fangio and the Eagles held Mahomes to his lowest EPA and dropback ever. So I'm watching the game. I've watched a ton of football. And I guess this is the best compliment I could ever give Vic Fangio. I thought from afar, and I was sitting all the way up top, I thought from afar that they were blitzing all night long because of how quickly they were able to get to the quarterback. So that stat to me is just absolutely surreal. So when we talk about this performance last night, it starts with the defense, and there's no doubt about it. And I said this in my breakdown on Friday. I picked the Eagles to win the game 31-23. I said Jalen Hurts was going to be your Super Bowl MVP. But I compared the Eagles' defense similarly to what the Texans did, which was back on divisional round weekend. And I said, if they play that way in the first half, the Eagles will be able to make a big lead, and you just hope that it's going to be big enough where you could hold on to it because you know Mahomes is eventually going to get going, or so I thought. But I said the biggest difference between the Texans and the Eagles is that the Eagles' offense would actually show up. And early on in the game, it wasn't as if the Eagles' offense was spectacular, but when you look back at this one, the reason why I went with Jalen Hurts for MVP of the Super Bowl, usually quarterbacks get it, but I thought Spags wasn't going to let Saquon Barkley go off and Saquon Barkley be the person that beat him. And early on, I'm staying at the stadium, and I took my buddy who's like a lifelong Eagles fan, one of my closest friends, to the game. Whenever the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, I make sure that he gets into the building. And I said, they got to throw the ball over the middle of the field. They got to hit Goddard. They got to hit Devontae Smith. They got to hit A.J. Brown. Because the game plan was begging for Jalen Hurts to beat you. And you know what? Folks, it's time to put some respect on Jalen Hurts' name. Because you look at what Jalen Hurts has done in a starter in this league, and his first 2 years as a starter, they went 9-8, right? They make the postseason, wild card team. Second year, they go to the Super Bowl. After that, I understand the 10-1 start, and then it was a disaster. But then they find a way to just make it quickly go away, that pain of what transpired a year ago, by finding a way to not only get to the Super Bowl, but then you win the damn thing. But think about it. Patrick Mahomes, in two Super Bowls now, just when going up against the Eagles, he's been outplayed by Jalen Hurts. And that throw to Devontae Smith, I know it was a great catch, but it was an unbelievable throw. A.J. Brown down the sideline too. And then the mobility of Jalen Hurts was on full display last night too. You know, you look back at his stat line, 11 carries for 72 yards on the ground and a touchdown, and then he was an efficient, almost perfect 17 of 22 for 221 yards, two touchdowns and a pick. The pick was bad. And when you're sitting up top, you can see things develop. I screamed out, oh, that's going to get picked. And I thought that could have been one of those mistakes that you end up regretting. But that was the only two things, if you're an Eagles fan, that you could be upset about was the early offensive pass interference, which was an absolute joke. And the officials were bad both ways, but they didn't impact the game. And then the interception. And other than that, there is not a single thing to complain about. You know, I was sitting in front of someone, lifelong Eagles fan, and the person that was sitting right there was, you know, he knew a buddy of mine from college who now works for WIP, James Seltzer. And when we were sitting there and we were talking about the game and we were discussing things, he goes, in the fourth quarter, when you knew the game was over, he goes, this is the best Eagles game I've ever watched because there's been no stress. And that's the crazy part to me, that if you're an Eagles fan, there was no stress in that game. Outside of the early OPI, and then also that one interception by Jalen Hurts. But that was almost a perfect, and I mean perfect game plan and perfect game. And who cares about the fourth quarter? But, you know, there was one point with like 4 minutes left in the third quarter. And this is when I tweeted out, this is one of the greatest performances I've ever seen by a defense and also by a game plan of Vic Fangio. The Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, right? The unstoppable Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, they only had 64 yards and they got a ton in garbage time in the fourth quarter. They got like 125. But you look at the drives, this was Kansas City in the third, through the first three quarters. They open up the game, four plays, 12 yards punt, three plays, 7 yards punt, three plays, 7 yards punt, three plays, negative 6 yards, pick six, three plays, negative 6 yards punt, one play, no yards interception, three plays, negative 1 yards punt, five plays, 15 yards punt, five plays, 17 yards turnover on downs. And then in the third quarter, five plays, 90 yards and a touchdown. Think about that against Patrick Mahomes. And there was always a moment in the game where you were waiting for Mahomes to step up and deliver. But he just wasn't able to do so. And by the time that the offense eventually got going, it was like sympathy points in garbage time. So clearly when you talk about the Eagles, you start with the defense. That's the biggest takeaway from the game last night. And you look at that defense and the way that they just rattled Mahomes. It is one of those special, legendary moments. It really is. But when you get to, and I say this all the time, right? 9.9 times out of 10 after a football Sunday, what are we talking about? We're talking about a quarterback or we're talking about a head coach. You guys got to throw some respect on Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts' name. And let me raise my hand. And I admitted this a month ago, but I'll admit it again once again today because today is the proper day to do so. But a month ago, I got that sense. Or actually, 2 months ago. Because I was around the Eagles, and I was listening to Nick Sirianni, and I said, the Nick Sirianni that was in the beginning of the season sounds different than the Nick Sirianni now. And whatever meeting happened during that bye week, you know, whatever happened with Brandon Graham calling out A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, that team got on the same page. Because this Eagles team, right, last year was extremely talented. This year, they are extremely talented. You look at all the names, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, I always got to say it like that now, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, Josh Sweat, Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Zach Bond, Cooper DeJean. They have so many names. But if the locker room can't get on the same page, that could derail a team. And you saw that happen last year. And I remember saying on the radio last year, go get Jim Harbaugh, go get Bill Belichick, go get Mike Vrabel, go get Pete Carroll, because I looked at Nick Sirianni as a player's coach, but I thought he was a doormat. He's not a doormat anymore. And you look what he's been able to do in the last 4 years. He's exceeded all expectations and then some. First year they make the playoffs. Survived the flower analogy, which wasn't a good one, but I really thought that was going to be an unmitigated disaster. He made the playoffs in year one. Year two, gets to a Super Bowl, they lose to Kansas City. Last year, disaster. When they were 10-1 and they won one lousy game down the stretch, but then you find out how great of a coach you could be when everyone's counting you out, you got bloviating jackasses like myself saying that this coach is no good, he's shot, he needs to get fired, and you respond with an all-time great season. Yeah, he really did. Now, a little frustration, a little turbulence to start the year, but in the last 2 months, 2.5 months, that defense just kept on getting better and better and better, and the offense is just so diverse, where even when Saquon Barkley isn't at his best, you know Jalen Hurts is going to find A.J. Brown. You know Jalen Hurts is going to find Devontae Smith. And if the passing game isn't there, Saquon's going to take over the game. The offensive line is unbelievable. And then defensively, they're going to hit you for four quarters, and they could rattle even the best quarterback. Because that's what they did. So give credit to Nick Sirianni, who got the right coordinators. He found a way to get this team on the same page when everyone counted them out. And all I ask for from a head coach is when you mess something up, you learn from it, and you got better. And that's what Nick Sirianni did. And on the other side for Jalen Hurts, top five quarterback in the NFL. Now, like, you look at it, all right, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen. You want to say those four in front of Jalen Hurts, fine. But who's going to end up being the fifth? Who is going to be the fifth guy? You know, I'm going around, you want to talk about Matthew Stafford, okay? You know, I'm just trying to think about it. When you go through these quarterbacks right now, there's not a guy. You know, you go through each division, NFC East, Jalen Hurts is better than Dak. Whatever the Giants are out there, you want to say Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels is a fun one. But Jalen Hurts has been to two Super Bowls and just won a Super Bowl MVP. Jaden Daniels, as great as he is, and I say going into the postseason, he feels like a top five quarterback. Now this move with Jalen Hurts moves him over the top. It makes him the fifth best quarterback in football. It makes him a top five quarterback. And Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, when they needed to, they ended up being just killers, absolute killers. And I give credit to Jalen Hurts, and his story is unbelievable. He is so easy to root for. And you look at Jalen Hurts, benched at Alabama in the national championship game. Tua comes in, gets the game-winning touchdown pass to Devontae Smith. Stays at Alabama. Not only stays at Alabama, then Tua got hurt in that SEC championship game. He comes in, he wins them that SEC championship game. Goes to Oklahoma, gets to be a Heisman Trophy finalist, makes a college football playoff, becomes a second-round pick. Right? No one's thinking that that's going to ever really amount to nothing because Carson Wentz at the time was the thing in Philadelphia. Wentz flames out, Hurts goes in there, and then look what he's done. Playoff appearance after playoff appearance, and now two Super Bowl appearances. It's really special. So when you look back at this Super Bowl, just from an Eagles perspective, you're going to really remember it based off three things. The defense, and then also Jalen Hurts, and then also Nick Sirianni really cementing himself and finding a way to avenge all the disaster and the chaos from a year ago. It's really something special. So congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. Congratulations to Vic Fangio. Congratulations to all their great defensive players. And then the offensive side of the ball, man, Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, they get two thumbs up. All righty, we're live in New Orleans. And I'll tell you, I was during that show, my buddy texted me, who I took to the game. He goes, my flight just got canceled. So that's why I may sound distracted for 30 seconds. I hope my flight doesn't get canceled later. Because as much as I love New Orleans and all the beignets that I had and all the crawfish that I had and all the gumbo that I had and all the po' boys that I had and all the drinks that I've had. And trust me, folks, there's been a lot of drinks. I've been here since Sunday morning. And I know no one's going to play their small violin for me, but I got to get back to my own bed. I got to get back to my elliptical. I got to get back to eating some healthy food. And if I don't get out tonight, oh my, oh my. Oh my, oh my. That's going to be something. So we'll have to wait and see. I was at the victory parade or the victory celebration last night for the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll share some stories from that coming up later. But what a week this has been, you know, more than a week now in New Orleans. And we congratulate the Eagles taking care of business up against the Kansas City Chiefs. So they just dismantled them in a Super Bowl 40-22. You know, I've been to a lot of great games. I've been to a lot of great Super Bowls. You know, I was at the one last year. I was at the one 2 years ago. I was at 28-3. I've been to some great games, and I'm fortunate to be able to do that. This one, though, last night, it did remind me of another pathetic Super Bowl I was at, and that was Broncos and Seahawks. So I've been to two of those, two of maybe the worst Super Bowls. Now, if you're an Eagles fan, you love it, right? If you are a Seahawks fan, you loved it. But if you don't have a dog in the fight, my oh my, that's really something. All righty, so we'll take your phone calls today if you want to chime in on the game, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. You can always find me on Twitter and Instagram, at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Angelo Cataldi is going to join us coming up at 4:20 p.m. Eastern time today. We'll get his reaction to the Eagles winning it all. But when we come on back, we heard a lot of goat talk with Patrick Mahomes. We heard a lot of goat talk with Andy Reid. We could pump the brakes on that because now this has happened twice in the big game. And it doesn't take away from the greatness of Mahomes and Andy Reid, but I think with both of them, we bit off a little bit more than both of them could chew for where they're at, particularly in their careers. We'll get to what happened with the Chiefs. We start things off with the Eagles. We get to the Kansas City Chiefs next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, welcome back in. Zach Gelb Show live in New Orleans. Hopefully our final day here. And I don't mean that in like a negative way. I just want to get back home after being here since not yesterday, but, you know, two Sundays ago. So what is it? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I've been here for 9 days. I'm ready to go home. It's getting late, and I just want to go home. You know, that's the case right here. So the Eagles won the Super Bowl last night. Angelo Cataldi going to join us coming up in 55 minutes. So looking forward to that conversation. So we open up the show right out of the gate, praising the Eagles' defense, and then on the offense side of the ball, Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts wins the Super Bowl MVP, which is the great culmination moment of his career with just a wonderful story and journey that we could all learn from. But on the other side, going into this one, there was a lot of conversation about the officials. And there was a lot of conversation about you know, like the weird part about the officiating here. And I don't know if you got this as well, Stu. I understand when people say, hey, we're going to say the game is rigged. But how the Chiefs really took offense to that, and I'll get to Andy Reid and Mahomes in just a second, I think it kind of impacted that team, Stu. Now, I'm not saying that's what the reason why they lost the game. That's just a lame excuse. It's because the Eagles beat the snot out of them for 60 minutes, and the defense was ferocious. But we even talked about this last week, Stu. I thought it was weird how Travis Kelce went out of it, you know, really was talking about it on Monday a lot, where you could just could have sidestepped it. And he wasn't even directly asked about it, too. You know, it's one thing if I sit there and I go, hey, Travis, what do you think about the officials? He goes, what's one thing that you wish the media would ask us about? You know, that you could ask the media, I think the question was. And for Travis Kelce, it was, yeah, why do you guys really lay into this media narrative? And I'll get to this DeAndre Hopkins stuff last night. But in a game where you guys just got smothered and abused and it was a beatdown, for DeAndre Hopkins, who I like DeAndre Hopkins a lot. But for him to bring up the officiating last night and this rigged narrative, it just makes no sense. And it's stunning to me, Stu, how a team like Kansas City, who has won 3 Super Bowls in this era, they just won back-to-back championships. You have the leadership of Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Steve Spagnuolo, Andy Reid, how players got impacted by the officiating conversation. For something that's so silly and so inane, and when you are the team, right, that is on top of the mountain up until last night, anytime there is a call that goes in your favor, people are going to say the game's rigged. People are going to say that the referees are in cahoots with the NFL, and they're just trying to give you the calls. But that was weird to me, Stu, and I'll play you the D-Hop cut in just a second. How much all throughout the week it seemed as if the Chiefs were really annoyed with the officiating conversation.
Yeah, and I think you said it best, like the fact that there were times they weren't even asked about it. And that's the one thing. Like, if you're asked about it and they're talking about it, that's one thing. But to just bring it up on your own, and it's a weird one. It's one where you should just kind of just say, like, hey, it is what it is. We're here just to play the game and you move on, you know?
Yeah, and I think before the game, all they had to say was, hey, people are going to hate. People are always going to find to make excuses when they can't beat us. Boom, period, stop. But for the officiating to be a conversation after the game, and don't get me wrong, the officials are bad both ways, but when the game is this lopsided, and I understand everyone wants to bitch about something, there's no reason to complain about the officiating. The better team won, it wasn't even close, and you didn't even need to play the fourth quarter, because the fourth quarter was the only time that the game became respectable for Kansas City, but that's just getting points in garbage time. They lost the game 40-22. But here was DeAndre Hopkins after the game on the referee talk.
I saw a lot of things in the media about the refs, but obviously, What y'all gonna say now about the refs and us when there was a lot of touchy calls? Are y'all gonna report that? Are y'all gonna talk about the refs now?
Yeah, well, I didn't like the personal foul call. I thought that was bull crap. But early in the game, the Chiefs got gifted on an OPI. And also, there was one that it was, I believe it was on the punt, I think so, where Kansas City was clearly offsides and they called it on the Eagles. So, you know, what are we doing here? I thought that was lame. I really did. But, you know, enough with the officials. I want to get to Patrick Mahomes, and I want to get to Andy Reid. This is now twice where Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid together as a duo on the biggest stage of them all in a Super Bowl have been blown out. And you haven't even seen the game be competitive. We saw that beatdown that Tampa Bay put on them a few years ago when that Super Bowl was in Tampa Bay, and this one was even worse. And it's amazing when you have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, right? That great brain trust power. One of the all-time great quarterback head coach duos. Mahomes, so talented. Reid, we've seen what he's done in Kansas City, has become one of the all-time great coaches that we've ever seen in our league. How they couldn't find a way to come up with any answer, and they couldn't find a way to stop the bleeding. It is one of the craziest, surreal things that I've ever seen in sports. And I know the Chiefs don't lose often, but when the Chiefs lose, man, they get embarrassed. Go back to that AFC Championship game up against the Bengals and look at what happened since Mahomes got stopped right before the end of the half and the rest of that game. It was alarming. Look at the way that the Buccaneers just beat the living snot out of Mahomes in that offensive line. And if you thought that was bad, it got even worse. It got even worse in this Super Bowl up against the Philadelphia Eagles. And Mahomes, he had no confidence in the game last night. He was running for his life. And sometimes we overcomplicate football, right? Sometimes people think you need a PhD in football to understand that you don't. Folks, it doesn't matter what quarterback it is. Any quarterback, whether they're an all-time great or they're some scrub, quarterbacks don't like getting hit. And you saw a rattled Patrick Mahomes last night. But just like the Super Bowl from a few years ago, when Mahomes is a little bit rattled or Mahomes isn't on his A game, Andy Reid himself couldn't find a way to stop the bleeding either. So it's crazy to me now how in two Super Bowls, and we all know in the annals of NFL history, Andy Reid's going to go down as one of the greatest coaches of all time. He's already won three Super Bowls. And look what he did in Philadelphia. I know he didn't win there, but in two stops, he's been, you know, one spot very good, in this spot, all-time great. And then you look at Patrick Mahomes, the world is still his oyster, right? Everything's right in front of him. But in two Super Bowls, he's got blown out. Now, I understand that he's also won three. And right, three Super Bowl MVPs and two league MVPs. People only would dream of that stuff just, you know, like a tenth of what he's been able to do. And he's still got many years left. But when you get into these tiebreakers and you look at Tom Brady, and Brady's beat you in an AFC championship game and a Super Bowl. Sure, Tom's lost three Super Bowls, but in all three of Tom's losses, he put his team in a position to win towards the end of the game. You know, up against the Giants when he got the snot beat out of him, he still found Randy Moss for a touchdown. You look at the Giants Super Bowl, Tom Brady was the second one. Tom Brady was the reason why they lost that game. And up against the Eagles, he threw for 505 yards, and they lost. So it is surreal to me where whenever the Patriots were in the Super Bowl, you always knew it was a close game. For the Chiefs, we've seen some really good Chiefs Super Bowls. The two comebacks up against the Niners, really fun. The Eagles Super Bowl a few years ago, really fun. But when the Chiefs aren't on, a team that looks so unbeatable, a team that looks as they are just so dominant with all the defensive players that they have, and then you have Mahomes, and then you got Kelsey, and then you got Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo, right? How they've got blown out in two Super Bowls, it's stunning. And I thought it was going to be 31-23 Eagles. And I said if one team was going to blow the other team out, it'd be the Eagles blowing out the Chiefs, but I didn't expect a blowout to happen. But man, that was a moment last night. And there will still be other moments. But sometimes we take them for granted. Right? Even Brady and Belichick went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. But that was a moment last night to really close the gap in the GOAT debates. It really was. Because if you got four this early on, and I know Brady's beat you twice in the big game, you're at least in striking distance. And hey, if he gets one next year, right? Those conversations will pop back up. But you started to see a shift, right? Andy Reid and Belichick was a conversation. Brady Mahomes was a conversation. And Andy Reid stunk last night, and Patrick Mahomes stunk last night. And I don't want to hear any excuses. Because when you lose a game, and you are that great as Mahomes is, and you are that great as Andy Reid is, you got to be competitive. And they weren't even close to being competitive last night. And Mahomes was terrible. The Cooper DeJean interception, the Zach Bond interception, he had no awareness. And I know you could slam the offensive line. That's why I like the Eagles going in, because I didn't love this Chiefs offensive line. But if you got problems up front, they spread wildly all throughout your team. And this game, we try to overcomplicate. It's not that crazy. Win the battle in the trenches. And if you're able to rattle a quarterback, you'll win a lot of games in this league. So Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, right? Mahomes, right now I have him as the third greatest quarterback of all time. I said you got to win one more to move past Montana, and you're still chasing Brady. And for Andy Reid, he's top five, top 10 coach of all time. Probably top five. But we could pump the brakes on Chiefs and Patriots for a little bit. You know? And the Chiefs could still go get theirs, and they're still going to be in striking distance for the foreseeable future. Heck, you look back at it, they really only lost two games this year. They lost to Buffalo. The game at the end of the season didn't count because they were barely playing anybody. And then they got blown out in a Super Bowl. So they picked their worst time to play their worst game of the season. They got there, even in a year where you looked at Kansas City and you questioned them. They were still number one overall seed, basically lost only one game in the regular season, But then the Super Bowl, this is now two Super Bowls. They have just had two massive stinkers. And that's the crazy part. You're not going to win every time you get there, probably. But to not even be competitive when you have a top three quarterback of all time and a top five head coach of all time, that's the stunning part. All righty, we'll take a timeout. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Actually, let me take Chris in Alabama right here. Chris, go ahead.
How you doing, Zach Gelb? It's amazing. I love being prevented from the nightmare that is the three-peat of the NFL draft, obnoxious, gloating, Taylor Swift shoving in your face 24/7 Chiefs. Let's see. And most of all, with Jalen Hurts, I'm so happy, proud of him. He finally proved all his doubters, because there was plenty of doubters before he even got in the league. Just take it up your opinions, your so called expert opinions, and shove them up where the sun don't shine. Because guess what? Anybody who signs up for the position at least deserves a fair shot. And that was even Eagles fans before he got drafted at all, because they're too busy riding Carson's Wentz's job. And look at you now. You're showing your rear. And you think you knew what you was talking about, but now
well, let's be real, Chris. There was always a question of what, and thanks for the phone call, there was always a question of what the ceiling for Jalen Hurts would be. There was always a question, right? He was viewed as a good quarterback, right? Questions about his arm. We know how great he is running the football. But now in two Super Bowls, his arm has been magnificent. Magnificent. And last night, he needed to be great to win, because you knew that Kansas City was going to bottle up Saquon Barkley. And I said it. Offensive line for the Chiefs is going to be a huge key. And then Jalen Hurts is going to need to be the Super Bowl MVP for the Eagles to win it. And they ended up doing that. So give credit to Jalen Hurts. And I said it. Top five quarterback now. When we do rankings head into next year, yeah, I'll still put Mahomes over him. I'll still put Joe Burrow over him. I'll still put Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen in front of him. But I put him as the fifth best quarterback in football right now. And what you want are planted players to make planted plays. You know, may not always be smooth. There may be some turbulence, right? This is football. No one's perfect. I know Dolphins here say, well, what about us? If you're Dolphins. Yeah, okay, you're the exception. But I want to see my players, my star, my face of the franchise, elevate in the biggest moments. And Jalen Hurts did that 2 years ago. And unfortunately, it wasn't good enough. And I was more on the defense. And then Jalen Hurts was a Super Bowl MVP on what we saw last night. All righty, we'll come on back with Dula Onside, Offside on the other side. Update time first. Let's send it back to our New York City studios. Here's Zach. All righty, that was Merrill Reese and Mike Quick on the Eagles Radio Network, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Zach Gelb here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're still in New Orleans. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227 on the table for you. We could get Eagles reaction with the greatness from Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, and obviously one of the greatest defensive game plans that I've ever seen. And also, you get the negative side of the Kansas City Chiefs with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes not showing up for the second time in a Super Bowl on the biggest stage, getting blown out a few years ago up against Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then last night just getting stomped by the Philadelphia Eagles. Once again, 855-212-4227. Let's go to Scott in Tennessee next up on the Zach Gelb Show. Scott?
What's up?
Doing great, Scott. What do you got for me?
Hey, I had Chiefs fatigue, honestly,
okay,
as well as most people in the country. But greatness is going to be great. And
just wondering, what was the fatigue? Was it just because they win so much and you wanted to see somebody else win? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's just,
okay,
you know, when after you get the same person or the same team every year, it seems like, winning all the time. Yes, I like to see the different one have the opportunity to win. But on that note, Philadelphia absolutely spanked the Chiefs in all facets of the game last night. But what was more important to me that stood out was after about the second quarter, the Kansas City, the whole team, lost their heart, and that's why they couldn't come back into the game. I mean, when you looked on the sidelines, they were hanging their heads and everything. And, I mean, that's one of the contributing factors mostly that happened to them in this Super Bowl is they lost their heart. And I don't know if that was the case with the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay, but it sure didn't help them last night with no heart.
Yeah, well, Scott, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much for making it. Mentally, that team just looked cooked. And it could happen very quickly when you're in this game and everything has been made about the three-peat and you're on the verge of NFL history with just one more great performance. And if they were able to win that game last night, you go down forever in the history books as the first team in the Super Bowl era to end up winning three Super Bowls in a row. And when you get beat up and mauled like that in the trenches, and even right Patrick Mahomes, who is someone that just looks like, you know, he's Superman and he's invincible, and everything that he's accomplished already in his all-time great young spectacular career, I really thought this. And, you know, I have no problem with Jalen Hurts winning the Super Bowl MVP. We were talking about it last night, and I picked him to win the Super Bowl MVP. When he hit Devontae Smith for that touchdown, it wasn't the biggest play of the game, but that locked up the Super Bowl MVP for Jalen Hurts. But for most of the first half, I thought to myself that it was going to be Cooper DeJean, who I know it's Saquon Barkley's birthday. It was also Cooper DeJean's birthday because he had that pick six. And early on, the defense, right, and throughout the entire game, the defense was a story. And then the offense got going for Philadelphia. But when you have a quarterback, right, and Jalen Hurts needed to be great for them to win that game because they were going to bottle up Saquon Barkley. Saquon with only 25 carries last night for 57 yards. Now, we also did have six catches for 40 yards. But they were going to say, Jalen Hurts, go beat us. And Jalen Hurts did that. Now, you can't ignore the defense, but it was 11 carries for 72 yards and a touchdown. And then 17-22 for 221, two touchdowns and a pick. And outside of that pick, that was the only mistake that Jalen Hurts made in the game. He was pretty much flawless in that contest. But for early on in the game, I thought it was going to be DeJean. But even with that being said, the Zach Bond interception, I thought was the most important play in that game. Because remember, no lead is safe up against Mahomes. Right? That's what we always say. And at that point, it was 17-0. They're getting the ball back. 1:49 left at their own six. And right away, he throws an interception. And when that interception happens, and you're able to turn it into seven, you get a pick six, you get a interception that then turns into six, technically seven, and then even that fumble led to a field goal. Points off turnovers, you do that up against an Eagles offense that could fly, and that defense gives them that performance, it makes the Eagles oh so tough to beat. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Let's go to Eric in Albany next up on the Infinity Sports Network. Eric, what's shaking?
Hey, Zach. I got 2 points, but before I start, I just want to tell you, love your show, man.
Thank
first
you.
First time caller, long time listener.
I appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
Hey, the first point I want to make is, everyone knows the NFL is a copycat league. I'm just shocked that it took so long for a team to figure out, hey, this is how Tampa beat them. Let's do our NASCAR package the same way. I couldn't understand that. It's like half of these GMs and these coaches were too arrogant to see it right in front of their faces.
The only thing is, though, the Eagles defense is so loaded. Like, you look at this Eagles defense, it's easy to say go replicate it, but just like that Buccaneers defense, you know, with the Levante David and Devin White, and you had Jason Pierre-Paul, you had Shaq Barrett too, Vita Vea, right? That was teams just don't have those names. Now, the Bucs and the Eagles do, but you look at the Buffalo Bills who've been up and down on defense, they don't have the ability to do that to Patrick Mahomes.
Well, here's my second point. This summer, they're going to rule the airways because Myles Garrett doesn't
100%.
Come along every 20 years, man. This guy, if it's one of those four teams that were in the conference finals, I would give up three firsts and a second for that man.
I would, if I'm the Lions and the Bills, you almost have to go get, and thanks for the phone call, you almost have to go get Myles Garrett. Now, if the Chiefs get him or the Eagles get him, it's going to be tough for teams to win. But Myles Garrett, the Browns are going to keep on saying they won't trade him. Whoever gets him, they're going to be very happy. Because you see pass rushers like that take over games. Aaron Donald took over a Super Bowl. Von Miller took over a Super Bowl. And we saw what the Eagles were able to do last night as well. Let me quickly go to Rob in Connecticut. Rob, I got about 45 seconds here. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I'll try to make this as quick as possible, Zach. First off, it's a pleasure always talking to you. I'm glad you enjoyed the Super Bowl last night. Saturday, I went on the air with Mark Ryan. He asked me the keys of the game. First thing I said, Eagles defense is too strong, and also they're going to create two to three turnovers. And my prediction was 35-20 Eagles. This defense reminds me of the 85 Bears, which I was able to witness. I'm sorry to bring it up. I was rooting for New England in the Super Bowl in 1986. And also, can't forget the Baltimore Ravens against the Giants. Those were
dominant. Yeah, I got to let you run, Rob. Also, you could throw the Legion of Boom in there, too. But this defense, they just took over a game from Josh Sweat, Zach Bond, Cooper DeJean, Jalen Carter. Defense wins championships. And that was on display last night. Coming on back with Onside Offside, Zach Gelpay with you in New Orleans.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.